Welcome to Entrepreneur Tank. Since we are approaching Valentine's Day, this is a perfect subject to have this discussion as entrepreneurs. The topic is the love of money. Today, we're going to correct one of the most financially destructive misunderstanding in kingdom culture. You've heard it said many times, money is the root of all evil. That statement has quietly limited more businesses and dreams than most people realize. But that is not what the Book of Life says. It says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. That one missing phrase, love of, changes everything. Misunderstanding this principle leads to poverty thinking disguised as spirituality. The problem in this key principle, love of money, is not currency. The problem is misalignment desire. To love money means you start letting money run your life. It becomes who you think you are, what makes you feel safe, and what you trust more than anything else. It becomes more important than your purpose. That's what the principle is warning us about. Not earning it, not making a profit, not increasing in it. It's warning us about becoming controlled by money instead of us controlling it. If money itself were evil, the Book of Life would be full of contradiction, because it made it very clear that Abraham was super wealthy. Isaac expanded wealth. Jacob built assets. Joseph managed national economies. Solomon led the richest kingdom in his era. None of these men were rebuked for prosperity. They were judged on how they handle power and responsibility. The correct mindset concerning wealth are as follows: stewardship, capacity, obligation, influence, expansion of good. Money is an amplifier. It reveals your character, not invented. If a person is corrupted, money amplifies corruption. If a person is disciplined, money amplifies discipline. The principle is not anti-wealth. It's anti-idolatry. Here's where entrepreneurs misapply in their life principle. They subconsciously cap their success because of fear of becoming immoral. They associate profit with guilt. They create artificial ceilings. That is not humility. That is misunderstanding. The Book of Life principle does not say making money leads to evil. It's saying worshiping money leads to corruption. Those are not the same universe. An entrepreneur who refuses to grow out of fear is not spiritually safer. They are simply reducing their capacity to serve their family, to serve their community. Here's a school of thought. Refusing to increase when you have the ability to create value, it's not virtue, it's a waste of stewardship. The principle is not warning us about, is warning us about mastering. So what is the master, you or the money? When money becomes the master, your ethics get compromised. Relationship become transactions. Decision become desperate. Fear drives strategies. That is the root of evil, not wealth. Money is meant to be governed. The danger begins when it governs you. The corruption is simple. Pastor said the correction is simple. Do not fear money. Fear losing authority over it. Build wealth without surrendering your identity. Increase profit without increasing attachment. Let money remain a tool in your hand, not a throne in your heart. That is the balance the principle of the love of money is protecting, not placing you in poverty. Thank you for investing your time with me on today in this session. If today's message added value to you, don't forget to like, comment, and share it with another builder. And if you have not yet become a subscriber for my weekly business insight designed to elevate your discipline, expand your thinking, and strengthening your marketplace impact. Don't forget, subscribe. This is the time. And be sure to pick up my book. It's under School of Thought, The Power of Your Words on Amazon, because it's a School of Thought series. And don't forget to visit my website, hannahjosray.com, for upcoming Entrepreneur Tank workshop and leadership experience. Always remember this, every seed of wisdom you apply will multiply. Until next time, pursue profit without worshiping it. Build wealth without being owned by it. And keep money in your hands, not in your heart. Cheers to your success.